NRL Market Watch is proudly brought to you by topsport.com.au. Topsport is the home of the widest and most competitive range of NRL markets, including the new same game multi. Gamble responsibly.
Double header on Saturday at Suncorp Stadium starts with the 5:30 game. Seagulls up against the West Tigers. That's the cavalry call for Tommy T, DCE, and Jake T. They've all returned to the lineup. Reuben Garrick goes to the wing. Moses Suli, he's unlucky. He goes to the extended bench. I thought he played well. I tell you who did play well, Josh Schuster. Back into the second row, not at 5'8". Carl Lawton is out with that back injury. Sean Kepi goes to the interchange. Josh Alawai, he's been named. Taniela Paseka and Tofofoa Sipley are there as well. Kurt Lewis and Cade Kustrop out. That's just about as strong as it gets for Manly. Michael Maguire, 1-17, can you believe it, on the back of the big win against the Brisbane Broncos. Junior Pauga gets to retain his position. He scored a try. That's a good yarn too, 25 years of age when he made his debut. So well done to him on that one. But this looks to me like a bridge too far for the Tigers, Tristan.
Yeah, it does. And like the Steagles have got all their cavalry back, as you touched on. The Tigers have been better the last couple of weeks, but it's one of those old stories where if Manly put up and put a bit of a run going, are these sides outside of the eight going to be able to compete with them? Time will tell. $1.13 Manly, $6.25 the Tigers. The line's already gone from 16.5 out to 18.5. It's just a common trend amongst those lines that are on that higher echelon where the weight of the money early is for the minus these days. The total points are expected to go overs at the moment, 50.5 out to 51.5, already into $1.80 on the overs. So expecting a lot of points and again, expecting them to be mainly Manly, but this is a big game for the Tigers. The Tigers have got an easiest draw after they get through this game. So they want to sort of be competitive here to give themselves a chance to push into that eight where a lot of the sides above them are not wanting to win at the moment. So it's a pretty key game.
We're just touching that on that with the West Tigers. If we look at their, including this game, their last seven, two of those seven are against Manly and Penrith. So, Jimmy, coming back to your accountancy view, you'd probably budget that those two are losses. Outside of that, they have the Warriors, the Bulldogs, the Cowboys, the Sharks, and the Bulldogs to finish with. Now, you'd probably budget that they can win four, if not five of those, if they perform anything like we saw in some of that game last week, if not the second half. So they're a little sniff of a decent run home. I think this doco occurring on a Monday night probably helps them build a little bit of momentum because it's airing at the right time when they can dare to challenge and maybe pick up a few wins. Meeting the Eagles this week is not ideal. 5:30 Saturday afternoon, dry track at Suncorp. What could go wrong here? You've got Turbo turning up. You've got those two wingers, DC in the middle, four and just pointing them around the park. Eagles win. I think they cover the line. The question mark is which Tigers turn up. I think their form last weekend's inflated by a disgraceful second half from the Broncos, letting six tries through at will. But I do expect that the Tigers have a decent crack here. Tristan, I thought when you were just pumping in the numbers here that you might have made an error on that total point when you put the five in instead of the six. I think it's got points all over it. There's just attack, lots of tries, dry track. Eagles the win, and I do think there's a lot of points.
It's got 40 to 18 written all over it, hasn't it? 40 to 20. Yeah, with a late try to the West Tigers, that's in my mind, that's what I can see.
Well, I did my numbers three times and I kept coming up somewhere between 62 to 66.
Reading the Play is Australia's favourite source of NRL and horse racing tips. Our professional analysts provide the sporting enthusiast with the best of the best. Get the best professional tips and previews from our tipsters direct to your phone. Readingtheplay.com.